8th chapter of the book of Romans. There is, verse 1, there is therefore, say it, now, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. How many in here are in Christ Jesus this morning? That's 100%. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Who walk not after the five physical senses, but after the Word. When you read that, you have to believe that or it doesn't work. Amen. There is no condemnation. God is not condemning you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Why? For the law, this is a spiritual law. It works. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death and all sickness and all disease and all poverty and all of the curse is in under the law of sin and death. And we're free from it. We're free. The love of God manifested in here this morning. It's still here working and 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 working. Bringing healing. I walked into one of Brother Hagin's services one time. If he's any close, I didn't miss. I don't care what's happening to me. I had sprained my ankle really, really bad. I mean, it swelled up. And I thought, boy, I don't know whether I want to go over there and sit there tonight. And, you know, no. I said, no, devil, you ain't doing that. I don't care ankle or no ankle. I'm going. And so we walked in there, and I'm telling you, that thing was hurting so bad. I just nearly come to tears. It just hurt so bad. Walked on in there, though. And sat down there. And of course, when I first sat down, it started throbbing because, you know, I'm sitting there with it. And Paul got in the Word. Sometime during that time, I received my healing and didn't know it. I wasn't paying any attention to it. And as Brother Hagin was teaching, and of course, man, I'm just engrossed in what he was saying. What happened? Faith came. Say, faith cometh. Faith cometh. Now, faith is coming. 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 How many drops of water does it take to overflow a cup? Gloria calls it when faith boils over. Boy, that really says it. You're sitting there watching the water, and it's not doing anything. Well, let me tell you something. There's no such thing as water that won't boil. If you put it on the heat and leave it there. That was the problem with lukewarm people. They had a chance to be hot and got off the fire. They could have stayed there till they boiled over. And you remember those little tiny bubbles in there? Hey, it's coming. It's coming. She's going to boil here. Glory to God. You just stay in there. See, you can't feel faith. It's a spiritual thing. You don't feel it. But it is automatic. Just keep feeding it. Keep on feeding it. I mean, glory to God. You get your Keith Moore tapes out? See, I'm still a tape guy. Well, CDs, okay. You know, we were all tapeworms back in the day. You heard of bookworms, we were tapeworms. That's the way Gloria and I got it. Amen. I mean, the first tape of his I heard, dear Lord, it hit me like a freight train coming through a tunnel, brother. I wound up in the floor under my mother's coffee table. I was so shocked. Oh. But now, you just stay there. You just stay there. Just stay there. And that knowing begins to come. And it begins to come, and it begins to come, and begins to come. And it may kind of move in and move out. But there's a time when it... I don't know just exactly how to say it, because it's a spiritual thing. He's not bothering me a bit, so don't worry about it. And, when he comes. I'm healed. That debt is paid. That debt is paid. A partner of mine years ago, large farmer, big farm, big old tractor and air conditioned. Boy, on the farm, my grandpa's farm, dear Lord, there wasn't no air conditioner in the house, much less on the tractor. And but he's out there listening to tapes, and all of a sudden he come roaring in the middle of the day, and his wife thought, what's the matter with him? He said, we're going to pay off this farm. He said, we're healed and well, and we know all that, but glory to God, we're going to pay off this farm. This debt's paid. This debt's paid. You understand? She said, yeah. And they prayed and agreed. He said, call them, the bank, find out how much the payoff is. Mm-hmm. We believe in God. Well, see what hit him? It hit him so strong. Now, a farmer, you don't quit in the middle of the day, brother. No. But he came home in the middle of the day. She thought something wrong with him. It was, but it's right with him, you know. Now, it hit him. See, in his insides, that debt's paid. Faith boiled over. Faith came. Faith cometh. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. And my spiritual father, Oral Roberts, put it this way. He said, Kenneth, faith has to come to a climax. And he said, he was talking about that point of contact. The woman with the issue of blood, when she touched that garment, her faith climaxed. And pull that anointing out of Jesus. And she was made whole. She called the bank. They said, we'll get back to you. A couple of weeks went by and they didn't call. She called them again. She said, nobody called me about our loan. And we need to know what the payoff is. We want to pay it off. They said, okay, hang on a minute. Mr. So-and-so is coming. So the loan manager, I think, anyway, it was an executive of the bank, got on the line. He said, we don't have any record of your loan. She said, will you write me a letter to that effect? He said, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But see, that happened when he got that out there in that tractor. What happened? Faith came. When faith comes like that, people say, well, the healing was instant. Yeah. But it took a while for faith to come. But when faith came, then it manifested. You understand where we are in this? Praise God. Now then, I want us to go to Isaiah 43. Now remember, no condemnation. Say no condemnation. When? Now. Say it again. Now. 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 Oh, don't you love it? Isaiah 43, verse 25. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake. and will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified, or that thou mayest be declared righteous. Now, stand by just a moment. I want to read that to you from the New Living. I alone will blot out your sins for my own sake. Why would he want to do that? If he remembers your sins, he can't bless you. That sin is a blessing blocker. Even if you have repented of that sin, when you repented, you need to repent in faith, not in feeling or guilt. What do you mean, Brother Copeland? Take Jesus at his word. He is faithful and just or righteous to forgive us our sins when we confess them and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If there is no unrighteousness, what's left? Righteousness. I don't care how you feel. Your feelings just go wild. But you can get to the place where you just tell your feelings, shut up. I see what Jesus said here. Now you go back to Mark 11, 23 and 24 and 25. I believe I receive it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I have what I say according to Mark 11, 23. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I repent of this sin. Call it by its nasty name, not your little problem. Something happens when you call sin by its name. It repulses your spirit. And that's good. In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I did it. Don't come on with a bunch of excuses. I just did it. I did it. I repent. Dry up your tears. I'm sorry. Shut up. Come to attention. You're a soldier in the army of the Lord. You're obeying commands. I did it. And I repent. I confess the sin of, and I judge myself of it. I believe I receive my forgiveness. Therefore, I say I am forgiven by faith. I believe I receive my cleansing of this unrighteousness, and I am cleansed right now. Sir, thank you, sir. It don't make no difference how you feel about it. Feelings will go away. You're walking in now in the righteousness of God. Amen. I alone, listen carefully, will blot out your sins for my own sake and will never think of them again. See, he's wiped them out of his consciousness. Let us review the situation together. And you can present your case to prove your innocence. How are you going to do that? The blood. The name. Prove your innocence. See, this is a legal case. Who is the righteous judge? God the Father has turned all judgment into the hands of the Son. He told a man a few years ago, he said, my people know me as Lord, they know me as Savior, but they don't know me as judge. He said, I am the righteous judge. See, all judgment's not bad. The Father judged Jesus. Judged him good. If you judge yourself, the scripture says, you will not be judged with the world. Not condemn yourself, judge yourself. Amen. I judge myself of it. I did that. I judge myself of it. Jesus, I repent of it. I confess it before you. Well, I'm a free man. I'm not under condemnation here. Amen. The devil can't, he can't hold this as a case against me in heaven's courts anymore. No, sir. I'm innocent. I'm innocent. Folks, it's healing time. It's healing time. It's miracle time. It's here. It is here. It's happened in you today and it's still happening right now. It's just happening right now. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Amen. That takes care of the sin question. If you believe this gospel that I have preached to you this morning, you're ready to receive the power of God unto deliverance for your spirit, your soul, your body, stand up on your feet right now. If you can't stand up, get up on the inside. As a minister of the gospel and as a prophet of God, I take authority over all sickness, over all disease. I take authority over all the devils. Hallelujah. Say this, the gospel I have heard is the power of God unto my salvation, my healing, and my deliverance. I confess Jesus Christ as Lord over my life, spirit, soul, and body. I receive the power of God to make me sound. Whole, delivered, saved, healed, right now. I act on the word of God, and I receive the power of God. Sickness, disease, weakness, and pain, I resist you in the name of Jesus. Sickness, weakness, and pain. You're not the will of God. I enforce the word of God. I enforce it on you. I will not tolerate you in my life. Leave my presence. I'll never allow you back. My days of sickness and disease are over. I am saved. I am healed. The power of sickness has been forever broken over my life. Jesus bore my sickness. He bore my weakness. He bore my pain. I am forever free. Sickness shall no longer lord it over me. Sin shall no longer lord it over me. Fear shall no longer lord it over me. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. I proclaim my freedom in Jesus' name. Today. Today, the gospel is the power of God. To me, unto salvation. I receive the gospel. I act on the gospel. I'm made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, you're healed.
I'm Kara O'Connor, and this is...
I'm Kate O'Connor.
And we're from Southern California. We basically, all of us ended up getting COVID. My husband, my daughter, and I. And But my husband had it the worst. And he had to go to the hospital. So they immediately put him on, you know, high-dose vitamin D. They put him on IV. They put him on a bunch of different medications. And we were thinking, okay, because we're standing in faith. We know how to stand in faith. I was standing in faith for myself, standing in faith for her. Hey, you know, he'll be out just, you know, in a day or two. But he started going down. So instead of getting better, every day the report would come back, oh, his oxygen's got lower. We'd have to put him on a higher level of oxygen intake. So next thing you know, he was on the highest level of oxygen intake. So every time I kept calling them, it was bad news. And so I had to really focus on everything that I learned through this ministry and through, you know, what we've learned from studying the Word. I understood the principle that right now in this battle, it's a life and death battle for my husband's life. I could not have head faith. I had to have heart faith. I could not be just saying this out of my head. I had to believe it in my heart. And I knew when I first got off the phone with the nurses, I didn't have that heart faith. I knew I was saying it based on what I, my knowledge, my head knowledge, my mental assent. Yes, I know this is true because God has said it. I know this is true. I mentally agree with it, but I had, there was fear. There was a lot of fear that I felt, and I had feelings of doubt. And so I'm like, okay, I know what I need to do. I need to immerse. I was reading my word. I was speaking the word. I was listening the word, listening to EMIC, listening to KCM, listening to Go Victory, just getting that word in me. And when I walked in, I saw the house caked with post-it notes.
I just kept writing, Daddy's healed, symptom-free, perfect lungs, will fulfill his high calling on the earth. You know, just like I was sticking them on every single part of the house, every single drawer, the door. Even the toilet paper, in the toilet.
I mean, on the cat's back. I'm like, are you serious? I was just like, oh, Lord, praise God. The Lord said, you're going to see one small sign of improvement. It'll be tiny. Yes. But he says, that's the moment. It's going to be accelerated. When I called the nurse for an update, she goes, well, his oxygen went up by 1 point. I'm like, there it is. Praise the Lord. Yeah. He's healed. It's done. And sure enough, literally, after that, his oxygen just started up. And by the time they released him, he didn't need any oxygen. He walked out without a container. He had been diagnosed with not only COVID pneumonia, but a pulmonary lung embolism. So he had a lung clot.
Yeah.
And so they said this can take, you know, months, 2 years to clear that clot. And within 2 weeks, he went to the doctor.
And they say perfect lungs.
Yeah, they listened to his lungs and they're like, your lungs sound clear. When you partner with somebody who lives their life with integrity, who lives their life with honor and great faith and loves the Lord, and he...
with all their heart.
Yeah, everything is for God, and God is love. And since everything he does is out of that love, he's just pouring love into everybody else. And you can see that. And so you say, I want to partner with that. Jesus led us to this ministry.
Yeah.
And he has this ministry here for a reason.
So yeah, so it just helps.
I say partner. If you're not a partner, yeah. Partner.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Jesus has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Because you are a child of God, the curse no longer has the right to control you. But you have to enforce the freedom Jesus won for you by letting God's word be the final authority in your life. As you saw in the partner feature, Kara O'Connor had to establish in her heart that God's word about her husband's health was the final authority in their situation. She had to feed on the healing promises of God's word until faith was built in her heart. Then the healing word she spoke from her heart was filled with God's faith and caused healing to manifest in her husband's body. It's the word that comes from what you believe in your spirit that carries the power to change a situation. This is a spiritual truth for every area of your life, including your finances. Today is offering day on the broadcast. Let's look at how we can make God's word the final authority over our finances and receive the abundance he's promised. Galatians 6:6-9 says, "Let him who is taught in the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Don't be deceived. You can't cheat God. Whatever a man sows is what he will reap. He who sows into the flesh will reap corruption, but he who sows into the spirit will reap everlasting life. Do not be weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those of the household of faith." God has made a way for you to receive from his financial abundance. When you share or sow into the ones who have brought you the word, then God makes sure you reap a harvest in your finances. Look to God as your source for every financial need. Sow your seed in faith, trusting that God is faithful to give you an abundant harvest because he cares for you. Let God's word be the final authority in your finances, and the power in his word will bring his promise of abundant harvest into your life. Partners and friends, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are so thankful for your prayers and financial support. Every seed you sow is helping us to reach the world with the uncompromised word of faith on every available voice. Together, we're building up the body of Christ and reaching the lost with the truth that Jesus is their Savior. Thank you for partnering with us to spread the message of faith around the world. We're excited for the financial harvest God is sending to you. Before we go, I want to pray over your offering today. Father, on behalf of every sower today, we thank you for ministering to us the seed that we sow, so that you can multiply it in abundant harvest, whereby we may not lack in any good thing. Thank you so much for increasing the fruit of our righteousness, for enriching us with all abundance, all bountifulness, and all sufficiency in all things, so that we can continually abound to every good work. You're so good, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for the harvest on the seed you have sown. To give by text, you can text the letters KCM to 36609. Together, we are sending the word of faith to people around the world.